Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on March the 1st. 2021.
Oh, my gosh, really?
7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center is healing starts there. Okay, now, Ashley's at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy National Pig Day.
Wait a minute. Oh. National what?
Pig. Ongoing.
Pig Day?
Yes.
It is.
I could say so many things, but... Okay, what else? I know there's got to be more than one.
I think a babe.
It's also Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
You know, if it was National Bacon Day, if it was National Bacon Day along with National Pig Day,
no,
you have to question it because, you know, it's just we honor the pig and then we eat it.
We do have Fruit Compote Day at the same time as Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
Oh,
so
my
basically,
gosh.
You got a peanut butter and jelly thing
okay,
going on today.
Name me one person who doesn't, anybody, name me one person who doesn't like peanut butter.
Well,
Europeans, they don't know what the hell we're...
They're like a nutter. What's it called? Nutella or something?
Nutella.
Yeah, Nutella. Or, hey, if you go down to Australia, you get Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Vegemite. Right.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that.
Vegemite. Yeah, there's Vegemite and...
Peanut butter was not a common staple when I lived in Hong Kong. Okay.
Yeah.
That was just... it was Nutella... what was I calling it? Something. Nutella and Vegemite. And I, you know, being an American who had never been to that part of the world was kind of to look at the brands of the different things that were international there were very interesting to me. So there you go. National Pig Day.
What is that other stuff that the English eat? It's like Vegemite, but it's worse.
Spam?
No, it's like Vegemite, but it's made of meat byproducts, I think.
I know what you're talking about.
Like
not mint.
Bone marrow or something.
I will look it up. Well, what do you got going on there?
Well, today...
Marmite.
There it is. Marmite.
Marmite.
Oh, man, that is...
Like Vegemite,
one
but
of those,
Marmite.
They come in these really small bottles, and what happens is one can last you for an awfully long time if you're not into that. But Linda's into the weather.
Well, currently, you know, I'd never believe this to be true after being outside this morning. I mean, this makes it sound like it's brisk, but it is a beautiful morning. According to the National Weather Service, it's 39 degrees, and it looks like we're going to have our 68 today, and sunny and beautiful and mostly clear tonight. Did you see the moon over the weekend? I mean, last night, and it lasted for days, 3 days it felt, and yesterday was the golden moon. I don't know what the particular name of the moon was, but it was so bright over the weekend and so beautiful as it came up over the mountains last night. Mostly clear tonight with the lows of 39. Tomorrow calls for a high of 71. And our overnight lows of 39. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 71. Thursday, sunny with a high of 66. And Friday, partly sunny. Then slight chance of rain on Friday. It looks like that's what they're calling for. Saturday could be a chance of rain as well with a sunny at high near 61. So you can see the temperature moving around there with that 10 to 12 degree difference. Saturday night, chance of showers once in a while, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 61. So it's still burr time.
Burr.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This is a veteran-owned business, and they've been with us forever, the Kinney family. They just continue on to try to have, really work with their...
quality customer support.
Yeah, it's really, that is a true belief in their heart of hearts. They're a veteran-owned business, locally owned, and they just really believe in helping out folk.
There you go.
Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. Now.
The full moon for February is called the snow moon.
Ooh. The snow moon. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. So here we are. I backed out of the house this morning, and I was looking for the date, because I'm lost. I've been lost for the last couple weeks. I really have been. So I was looking for the date in my dash. Because, you know, it gives you the temperature and how, you know, how many miles. But I couldn't find a date, you know, in my dash, in my dashboard. You're looking at me funny.
I don't know if there is a date.
Yeah. Well, probably if I pressed a certain number.
I think it just
number.
Tells you what time it is.
So you want to talk about what happened with Sue this morning?
Yeah. I don't know if Sue did. I doubt it. When she was on the news, she wouldn't talk about it. Sue, of course, Sue McClain, does the news every morning. She comes in about, oh, gosh, 5:45 in the morning, maybe a little bit earlier. She's driving down Court Street, and at the crosswalk there in front of the courthouse, a guy's standing in the crosswalk, and he's, you know, he's right in the middle where the line is.
Standing.
And then he starts, he doesn't move. And she can't get by him, and he starts walking toward her with his hands down in front of him like he's holding something, you know, a gun or something. So Sue takes a hard turn left and goes around the onto the other side of the street in the wrong direction, but goes around him and the center island. Thank you. Center island there. And then she was frightened and calls the police. That a guy would do that. I can understand that. I think I would do a stop and see what the guy was, but, you know, but
that's you.
In my F-150 with a Kemper 45, just happens to be close to me. And then if he started coming fast and yelling and screaming, I'd see how fast the F-150 could go in the first 20 feet. And then I would go down to the car wash right down the street here because
I have
a free coupon. I have a free coupon to get the truck washed.
No, you wouldn't, and that's just ugly. I know you wouldn't do that. So just I know it sounds you think it's funny. You got a tongue in your cheek. The fact is, let's go back to Sue. And Sue was shaking today. That scared her. Now, did he have something in his hands?
We don't know.
We don't know. But in her mind,
she did the right thing. She called 911.
It conjured a vision in her mind of that scenario, and then came on the pro that she is in that in a vulnerable moment when she's you know early in the morning, nobody's around. It's just her. Comes into work and does her job because she's the consummate pro, right?
Yes. And then when she comes in, she locks up the doors, which we've instructed all of our ladies here that if they're the only ones in here working, it's locked that front door because we've had an assortment of weird people come through here. One just the other day from South Africa, but he could have been from anywhere, but he had kind of a South African accent. So, okay, a lot of things going on. Governor, okay, we'll start off with this. The president of the Berkeley Federation of Teachers, President Matt Myers, who has led the fight to keep the Berkeley school shut down, there's a group called Gorillas Moms. Who happened to hear that he was taking his child, to a private school.
Mm.
And sure enough, they followed him and videoed him.
Yes.
And they put it out. And they said, well, wait a minute. You're just saying we should not go to school. It's been like this. And yet you're taking your child to a private school. And he says, well, there are no alternatives for my children. Oh, really? How about the alternatives for people who don't have the money to put kids into private schools there, Matt. So, anyway, another example. And then Gavin again. Gavin did it again. He TikToks himself. He TikToks himself from inside a closed restaurant saying, oh, no, we're not eating here. We're just in here. I mean, come on. You know.
We're not
Gav,
eating.
Gav, you're just... There's a recall going on. Have you heard that? Have you heard there's 1.8 million signatures already, and they're pushing for more? Have you heard that yet, Gav? And there you are, TikToking. What is TikTok, Ashley?
It's a social media platform based on short videos, kind of like Instagram was for pictures.
Very, very popular. I mean, it's very, very popular.
Well, it was popular, but why would you do that? Why are you so stupid to do something like that? You know, wait a minute.
You're on a roll this morning, aren't you?
Don't we have something when I mention Gavin's name, something happens? Did we forget?
I pulled up.
All right, when we come back from the break, I really want to talk a little bit about Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I just happen to have a few notes on that one, too.
All right.
Andrew Cuomo.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by
SST Oil. SST Oil has got trade-in allowances going on. For if you own a monitor heater, you may qualify for a trade-in discount. Yeah, that's right. And they will treat you right down there at SST Oil. Serving Northern California since 1967, an employee-owned company that has won numerous awards for that, has kept the fuel running in the western states. Plus, when the firefighters are out there, here's SST Oil right behind them, making sure they have fuel. This is a, like I said, this is a locally owned, locally run, employee-run company. It's been here since 1967 in Redding, California. I can't say enough about them. They do so much for our community. You can, again, monitor Toyotomi trade-ins and are available, but go to the website at SST Oil and find out more. We'll be right back after these messages. Happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
heads. A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, are you walking on sunshine today? It is a beautiful day, and welcome to KCNR. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. On this first day of March, can we please, please come up for air and have a change? I pray for it every single day. Shout out to one of our sponsors. Thank you very much. The show is brought to you by
Castor Regional Medical Center. Hey, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization and fully accredited chest pain center. Plus, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery time. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there.
Wonderful. And I would say that because last year I spent 4 days in Shasta Regional Hospital. First time I've ever spent.
A year ago this month.
Yeah. The first time I've ever been in a hospital, you know, where I was actually admitted. You know, I guess I can knock on wood and say I've never really had an organ removed or bones broken or anything like that. So, you know, they did take good, very good care of me. And I think we're really blessed to have such good medical care here in Reading. Speaking of Reading, before we go into the Andrew Cuomo thing, I wanted to talk and share with you that Friday I went over to Turtle Bay in the offices there, and along with Patrick, John, and I, we have emceed, or I emceed originally with Dave West, and then went with Patrick, John, and we were the MCs for the Turtle Bay auction. One more event this year that is going virtual, and I want to tell you about what that was like. I guess they're doing little segments all over the place, but Patrick and I, along with David Mon, who is going to be on tomorrow, represents their just a nice guy. Just a nice guy. Does their not public relations, but does all their advertising and video and all that stuff. So just I really got a chance to be with him and experience that. So anyway, here's what's happening for those people who love that auction. They've decided to do this again. It's a virtual auction. It's a you're going to register at turtlebay.maxgiving.bid. And the bidding's going to start March 11th. And it's the same thing. We have a paella dinner for our home, private dinners in people's homes, gold mart jewelry, fishing trips, getaways, all those wonderful things that they've done before. However, this time it will be virtual. The auction schedule website opens for bidders and registration with viewing items only March 11th at 10 a.m. So the silent auction bidding begins. It's open there. And then Saturday, March 20th, which would be as if we were really doing the auction, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., the live auction bidding is open again. 7:30 to 9 p.m. is the visual auction watch party. And then by 9 p.m., all bidding is closed. And we, since I first moved to Reading, I've attended this event every single year. If not in the audience, then was. And so is Pat Hart. She did a lot of the music on there, on the stage. It's something that we're all praying next year this happens. We're really missing this live aspect. But I just wanted to do a shout-out about why I wasn't here Friday and what I was doing over there. And like you guys to go online. Again, that is turtlebay.maxgiving.bid. And mark your calendars for the 11th when I don't know if you can see what's on there now. You may be able to see, like, oh, what am I looking at? What do I want to get on there? Start bidding for this, whatever particular item it is. But we know that they had hundreds of items every, 166, because we said that in the script. 166 items.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And that's how beautiful our community is that give. This is all donation stuff. They don't go out and buy it.
Did we donate a dinner again?
We donated a paella dinner. Okay. We usually stay for eight, but every now and then we'll fit in another couple. So, anyway, this weekend, we do have a little time before we start to rant. We, both Carl and I, actually did not leave the house on Saturday and Sunday. We have been purging. So that means, you know, going through things that we are going to donate, such as some art and books. And I went through, and it was, there was a, I had some tears because I was going through decades of old show posters. I took pictures, so there's digital, but I mean from the 80s, like stuff that was huge, posters that would have been in those days, it would have been like on an easel. And oh, said, appearing tonight.
You were there in the pink giraffe.
Yeah,
in
that
Hong
was
Kong.
The 80s. And then I had decades, and I was telling my mom, said, please don't get rid of it. Well, you know, there comes a time you just go, I really can't keep carrying this stuff around. It's not like a museum of my life. And it's not like our children today really want a lot of the stuff. I mean, our younger generation is really more of a digitally minded, don't care about, we've talked about this a lot, don't really want the china from grandmother. They want the IKEA. They want to be able to get up and move. It's really about the experience with the younger generation, the cell phone. It's not about looking through scrapbooks, any of that stuff. So did you experience that at all when you were getting through? Because you went through a lot of your 30, 40, 50 years of stuff that you're going through.
I threw away all my shot glasses, got rid of all the shot glasses I've collected over the years. I'd given some of them away, but this time I got rid of all of them. Got rid of, put a bunch of books that I'm bringing in to give to the the Northern California Historical Museum, because a lot of them are military oriented.
Veterans Museum.
Veterans mm-hmm. Museum. Yeah, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Historical Society there. So I'll be given a lot of that. Mm-hmm. There's art that needs to be moved on. That it's really nice stuff,
uh-huh.
but it's, you know, it's time for other people to be able to
right.
To enjoy it. What else? Clothes.
Yeah. We still have a good...
I didn't give away one round of ammo, though. Not one.
We have a good month, probably, of work still.
It's ridiculous. And I ask you, what do we need these chairs for?
And for the paella dinner.
Well, that's what you say, but then the other four chairs you have in there.
Those are antiques that are family.
You say, oh, no, those are for the dining room table. Well, they can't all be for the dining room table. We can't fit that many chairs into the dining room. So that's
Well, there's some chairs that have been passed down to the family that I'm going to keep.
Those will keep.
You know, those are mementos. They're not like, you know.
So if anybody has a garage they're not using, and you just
we don't have a garage.
Just give us a call at 530-605-4565. Ashley will answer the phone and tell us if you have a storage area that we can make a mini museum for Linda in there with stuff.
Okay, let's talk about Andrew Cuomo.
We don't have enough time. That's a 10-minute spot there. But okay, let's start.
Well, he said he was truly sorry if some of the things he's, quote, I've said have been misinterpreted.
Liar.
And wanted flirtation as he sought to rebuke claims by a former aide she was sexually harassed by him. Okay. I want to ask you this because there is a generational thing that's happening. What are you doing?
I'm trying to move around so Ashley sees me so I can go.
No, we're not doing that.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Yes, we are. Okay.
There, I believe, and I'm not coming to his defense, but I believe that we've got into such a, I think it's important that you say certain things, but, you know, we come from a generation that, I've said flirtatious things. I've made fun and laughed about things. I get that it's just, you know, this frustrates me. I'm not coming to his defense. I'm talking about the idea of saying something about.
This is the end result of Me Too. And that Democrats are not above that. If they hold all the, if they, you know, of course, Weinstein was he's a perv. But when we talk about Andrew Cuomo. I can't help but think of a series I saw.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. According to his... I got shame. It, honey.
I wanted to hear the bell.
Hear the bell,
okay,
yeah.
But there's for a variety of reasons. Andrew Cuomo has said that, they underreported the number of COVID deaths in those nursing homes, that he put COVID patients in the nursing homes. Why didn't he just go in and shoot them? It would have been a night. No, I'm serious. Why didn't you just go in and shoot them, Governor Cuomo? Because it would have been easier on them.
We are talking two different things here.
It starts with that. And he gets a, see, this is why. He gets a buy from the mainstream media on this. Even until his attorney general came up and said these have been terribly unreported. So when this breaks, the story breaks, not just one woman, but another woman, now a third woman, is saying this. He wants to have it investigated by his people. And the Democrats, and here they are, Schumer and another one, said, nope, that's not going to happen. So they've handed it over to the attorney general of New York. Now, he can say, and you're absolutely right, we say things in frivolity and not thinking about it, but when you're in a certain position of power, when you tell a woman reporter to keep eating the sausage sandwich because he wants to watch it,
And then he
kissed another one, and then he's constantly touching her legs and her arms and her back. And, you know, here's the thing is, yes, I'm sure there's things that have
Now, you wouldn't do that. I know you wouldn't do that. That's gross. That's disgusting. That's the shame, Bill.
Eat the sausage sandwich. I mean,
no.
You know, having
no,
sex
no,
with,
no,
you know,
no.
talking about this girl's
sex life. This is where she's like, one of the, he alleged made several inappropriate remarks about her sex life.
Right.
Okay.
Now you can say,
we joke around, but not like that.
No.
Because that.
You can also read the room. I mean, some people, I'm just
okay.
going to say.
No, you're right. There's
some people you can just make stupid jokes with.
Yeah.
And some people,
but,
you know, you shouldn't.
I know there's certain things that I can say to some people I would never say to you. I would never say to Sue. I know Diane Moore, but I would never say it to Diane. I would say it to Linda all the time, and in fact, I do. But there's other people I know, yes, that would probably come back with something even, you know, racier. Not Pat Karch either, because he's kind of a...
Gentleman.
Well, you know, he's kind of... Yeah.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about.
Pat has friends that would report
me. A little bit of what this is true, okay? He has teased people about their personal lives in an attempt to be playful. Now, we know
humor.
That we do that. Yeah. In some circumstances, I'm not coming to his defense, but what I'm saying is that, you come like you're afraid to breathe, you're afraid to speak, you're afraid to do anything. Well, and I'm not saying that, you know, sure, those are perv kind of things. They are. But I'm just talking about this. I'm a girl from the 70s who worked with those guys.
And you were used to getting patted on the butt when you walked through. Right. But that was one of the things from back then, but things have changed. But here's the thing is, the Me Too movement is, when it first started, was a terribly, terribly frightening movement because of just that you might say something that somebody, you might have said something to people years ago. And I go back to that.
Guilty.
I go back to the comedian that was going to be doing the Academy Awards.
Kevin
Hart. And they find something from 12 years.
Ridiculous.
On a Twitter that he said about his son playing with dolls. And
right.
That cost him his job. See, you have that. And I guess the thing about Cuomo is you just hate seeing people in power like that can run roughshod over people, because there's a lot more to this than just those accusations. It was his people calling a reporter and threatening to ruin their careers. That was in this too. So,
all right, we're going to have to go.
We'll be right back. 7:33 in the morning, and it is a beautiful day here on the 1st of March.
This old man, he played two. He played knick-knack on my shoe with a knick-knack. Paddywhack, give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
Explore your world right from home. with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. In case you hear some... Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. You know, you gotta have a party if you're gonna show up to work, whatever the humor is. You know, sometimes keep it to yourself. You can't, you know, but Carl's new obsession, and it is kind of it's stupid, funny, it's gross. So just don't, you know, it's called Letterkenny.
Letterkenny.
Yep. Letterkenny.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, we watched it, and then you went with the guys pheasant hunting, and then you guys watched it, and then.
Oh my God, they were
then when we, because it's totally my brother's humor. I grew up with this kind of humor. It's gross. And it's all about the noises the body can make, et cetera.
Oh, it's not. That's not what it's
all
about.
Well, it kind of goes there.
That's what it's not. It's
that's part of it.
Pitter patter. Let's move on. So, no, it's Canadian. If you've ever heard Canadians speak, and it's from Canada, and you know, it is just a
it's gross
series of vignettes. It's, you know, okay. They were in the hot tub.
No, let's go on. This portion of the show is brought to you by
our friends over. Oh, REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. A lot of money out there if you want to buy an electric car. 7:39 in the morning, 39 degrees. And, okay, just first, Letterkenny it's got like six seasons to it. It's been nominated up in Canada for the best series and the best cast. And it's a story of a bunch of people in Letterkenny, which is probably a fake town, and 5,000 residents, and tells all their stories, which, of course, it doesn't. It just tells a group of people, or three groups of people. But they have it is just totally sophomoric humor. It is, what can I say this? You're right, jokes about bodily functions. Everybody smokes. Everybody drinks. But it's kind of like this. It's kind of like, remember the old potato chip commercial? You just can't eat one.
Yes.
You can't just watch one 30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minute one. You've got to watch the next one after that. Okay, Letterkenny. Now, let's go back into something like COVID. COVID in California, it's dropping. And if you've noticed here in Redding, it's the cases have dropped, the number of hospitals have dropped, deaths have dropped. We haven't had many deaths, each one of them tragic, but now we haven't had a death in a while. We've gone back into the red. And if you're looking about, you know, everybody's saying, well, the vaccine. Well, if you are a veteran, you can get over 55 or older. All you have to do is call the VA right here in town, the clinic here, and you can get a shot. They called me 3 days in a row, and I finally called them back and said, I've already been vaccinated. But they are offering the vaccine to 55 and above.
Oh, nice.
For all veterans. Redding Rancheria Clinic, all of their patients, and they've got something like 16 to 18,000 patients. Every patient over the age of 18 can get a vaccination. So, and the other people, you can get into things like the, you know, find out when it's happening. I think one of the drugstores in town is offering it to everybody. There's plenty of places, it appears, that you can get the vaccine if you wish to have the vaccine. Some people are saying they don't want the vaccine for a variety of reasons. Okay.
I'm just reading a kind of an interesting story about a guy who went on. Okay. Are you finished?
No. Yes, I am, because next segment I want to talk about yesterday at the studio.
Oh,
here, yes. Here in the studio.
Yes. Interesting thing. Okay, so we had some friends who just went outside of the country, and they double masked. And I said, on their flight, and I said, what was that like? I've a couple of friends that have gone to Hawaii and Mexico and stuff, and what it's like on a long flight with these masks, because if you're going to fly, you have to wear a mask. I don't think they have some airlines or certain places that, like, before you get into Hawaii, you have to have COVID and prove that you're 3 days out from having a COVID test. So that is just if you're going to get on the plane and go there. Well, here's a guy. Was kicked off the plane because now they're telling you the type of mask you must wear, which is the, you know, the cloth mask, which would be very much like, you know, what you see doctors and stuff wearing.
You see everybody wearing.
Well, yeah. Yep. Well, some people are wearing cloth, but
I'm not talking
about the paper ones, okay? Or cloth. But something that is recognizable. Well, there's this guy that got on a plane. He put up a super high filter, and it's like a scuba mask. I mean, if you look at the picture of it, it's flat, you know, he's got a little, it looks like something that would be space agey. But for him,
and a snorkel up above.
Yeah.
They made him
take it off.
And?
Because he had to be the special issue of a mask. So this is, again, you have to mask, but just the kind of mask that we say you can mask with. So, let's, now I want to segue from that into the shows from yesterday.
Well, we don't have enough time for shows yesterday. Oh. But let's go back to masks just for a second. It's not, and then they've also said they just fined a guy $27,000 for assaulting a airline attendant.
Mm.
And they're saying is that the assaults on airline attendants is going
yes.
way up because here they're put into the position of telling you you've got to wear a mask. And I gave an example the other time we were flying to Chicago a couple of weeks ago. And the guy I was traveling with, he was trying. He had the mask over his mouth and his nose, but he was sleeping and it slipped down. And the airline attendant reached over and tapped him and said, put that mask up. She wanted me to do it. And I said, it's not my mask. And well, he's a friend too. I'm not going to tell him to do
right.
it.
Oh, that happened to you.
Oh, yeah, that happened. It happened to Seth. She leans across, tapped him.
Ooh.
And, you know, I mean, Seth.
Don't wake a sleeping man.
And Seth looked at her, pulled his mask up, and went back to sleep. But the point is, see, that's really weird. And you can get one crew like that, then on the crew coming back, they really weren't that. If they walked by and you had it totally off, they would probably say something.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not that, you know. And they're not that intrigued by who was wearing their mask exactly right. But the fact that you have to wear it like this and that people – it's been a year, my friends. It's been a year.
Well, according to –
shutting things down. A year.
Yeah.
And they're – even though they say, well, the COVID cases are dropping, the same numbers that we had before on the percentage of people that catch it. Or they get sick or have to go to the hospital. They're so, the ones that have to go to the hospital are so infinitesimally small that you have to ask yourself, again, at the end of a year, isn't it time? Isn't it time to just say, you know, let's move forward. Got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. If you've had any type of orthopedic injury, strains, or sprains, stop by. See them. See Kevin Elo or Rachel Lang. They are there to get you back into action. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030 today if you have some of that. I'm going over and having to take a look at injuries from falling out of airplanes. That they may be able to do something about that. So we'll see. 7:46 in the morning, 39 degrees. Carl Lindebot. We'll be right back.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days and save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community.
Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 Your Talk Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7:50 in the morning here on the 1st of March. 39 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. It doesn't hurt to have a second opinion on your retirement plans or 401k. Things have been changing drastically over the last few years. Call Judy at 221-0441, free review and evaluation with either she or one of her many trained professionals. Judy is not an amateur at this business. She's been helping people, families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, yesterday, I'm minding my own business, purging everything that's in my room, and I remember that they're having the having a show that's going to go for 3 hours yesterday on our station, taking the Jefferson State of Mind and then Sovereign Minds. And they were talking about the movement, Red, White, and Blueprint. Was that it? Red, White, and Blue?
Yes. Blueprint. Red, White, and Blueprint.
Right. To, as they say, take back or to reestablish normalcy, I believe is what it said, in Shasta County. And they had, not only were did you have a cast of thousands in here, we had 2 producers in here. And as I said to Terry afterwards, the next time he's going to have an extravaganza, let me know in advance. I'll bring in more.
I saw all the chairs around the table today. I was like, how many people were here yesterday?
So not only were the people here, Carlos Zapata and his group, or and a couple of his people, and our regular people in here, but also I believe Courtney Kreider, if you remember her from Channel 7.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's working at a organization around the corner here, a film organization.
Cool.
And so she was in here. Is that right, Ashley?
Yeah, she was in and out. She was doing the Facebook Live for the film crew, as I understand it.
Oh, okay. So they Facebooked it live yesterday. What was your takeaway?
I wasn't actually listening to the talk on what they were talking about necessarily. I was doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Travis was manning the board and babysitting the very large groups of people that we had coming in and out. He did a great job of that.
Okay. And but that's what Terry said when he came back to me. He said, y'all did a great job. But here's there was anger.
Yeah, I did take a phone call.
There were anger I got a phone call about it. And here's the thing.
What was the anger about?
Oh, what's it? No.
Regarding.
Oh, the anger.
What I was the anger regarding?
The anger that Ashley had, or they had, that Ashley was not at what was being said, was it, Ashley?
As I understand it, basically he'd been calling in and then hanging up, calling in, hanging up. Eventually, he got on the air, and basically berated the host and the station. I didn't hear the words he actually said, but I ended up answering phones to help mitigate some of the stuff that was going on behind the scenes. And when I spoke to him on the phone, he was mentioning that he didn't feel like it was an open platform to discuss a lot of these things.
Okay.
Because the hosts cut him off and said, no, we need to move on. We need to keep the show going.
Well, you know, so we have a certain, let's just share that. Thank you very much for that, Ashley. But, you know, we have two lines, 605-4567 and 66. So when you can only have two people on the phone. And so if they're calling and they're hanging up or whatever it is because they can't get through.
It's if they call and they ring and you answer it and they hang up, they're holding up one of the lines.
Yes.
Is what they do.
Yes.
So, but the bottom line on it is that there's only so much time in the show. And you have to sometimes, whether you want to or not, cut people off. But the thing is that yesterday was a clear reason why you have a station like KCNR in Reading. We provide a platform for people to express their opinions. Doesn't mean that you have to agree with them. We had this one guy call in last week or the week before last, screaming, cursing because he didn't like Armstrong and Getty. He said they support Trump. They support. I said, you know, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to listen to the station. You have to call in like six times, screaming and yelling. But you can't have them on. You should be. I'm going to call all your sponsors. Okay. Why don't you do that and tell them that that because we're providing a platform, a free speech platform here, they should stop advertising. So, of course, he didn't, and he went away eventually after Sue just left the phone, after like the sixth phone call. So here it is. This is what we do. Besides, you know, Linda and I are really, really, really supportive of the First Amendment. And people that attack Donnie Greenberg for expressing her beliefs are wrong, just wrong. If you don't like it, don't read it. People that you don't like State of Jefferson or you don't like those ideas, don't listen. You don't have to listen. You know, people that think Carlos Zapata is an insurrectionist, which I don't believe, but you think he's an insurrectionist and all these things that people say about him, and don't listen to him. Don't support him. You don't like what's being said about a recall? Well, then if you don't like the idea of a recall, vote against it. But here, when you start getting into things and you start saying...
You're not allowed to say that. You can't feel that. How could you even consider it? It's propaganda. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever you
and
think it is.
We are trying very hard to get a progressive show on the station. We actually had one. We thought that was going to start this coming weekend, but he couldn't get funding. Not that we charged that much money either to have a show, because, you know, we don't make a big profit by any means off our shows, because it's important that we have shows here.
Right. They have to,
and yet
we do have to pay producers and electricity,
you know, little things like leases, all that insurance, you know, all that. But see, here's the thing is, there's plenty of shows that are, you could say, are conservative shows. And then we have other shows like for veterans, and we have feel good shows, magazine quality shows, like, you know, Linda has them on Thursday nights with three other groups. But we don't have a progressive show. And we would love to have a progressive show. But they can't get the funding for it. Oh, well, you know, why put it on a station where they don't like progressive ideas? Who said we don't like progressive ideas? You don't know. We provide a platform. So all those people out there that, you know, you want a progressive platform or somebody is saying, you know, yes, we do need, you know, national health care. We need a blah, 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 blah. It's not that hard. Just come talk to us.
My major thing is don't treat my team with disrespect.
Right.
Whatever your politics are, you're not going to convince anybody by harassing my team.
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
I just want
nobody,
to say that.
Nobody touches
nobody,
my team.
Nobody gets past me.
You know what? And then there was somebody that was just putting false things up about the station. And, you know, I've been off Facebook, but I felt like I had to say, hey, well, that's not true what you're saying. Well, then it became, it's one of those things where you realize that you were going to be wrestling with a pig, and you get covered with poop, and the pig likes it. So I just disengaged and said, this is why I don't like Facebook, is crazy people that don't know me or us and put things down like that.
Really?
They just lie. Just why? And then they turn it into, when you face them with facts, they turn it into a personal attack. And it's like, I don't even know you, Diane. Don't even know you. And yet you're saying these things. So I just disengaged. Gotta run.
Okay. Enjoy. Nutella is a chocolate and nut mix. There you go.
There you go.
Going back to Chat Pack.
Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the store. Enjoy the empire. We'll be with us right after the news.
Public speech since leaving office in January, Trump said he will be actively working to elect strong, tough, and smart Republicans.
We will take back the House, we will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House. And I wonder who that will be.
The former president told a CPAC audience that the 2020 election was rigged, as he both aired his grievances about Democrats and outlined his plans to lead conservatives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Almost 4 million doses of the new Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine being shipped out as of today. The government is looking into engine fires, nearly 1.9 million Toyota RAV4 SUVs.
While there's been no recall yet, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began investigating after getting 11 fire complaints involving the 2013 through 2018 model years. Most of the fires happened when the cars were being driven, but four took place with the engine off. The agency says improper battery installation or front-end collision repair was a factor. NHTSA says the RAV4 has a higher number of fire complaints in the battery area than comparable vehicles. The RAV4 is the top-selling auto in the country that isn't a pickup truck. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Texas Attorney General suing electricity provider Gritty for massive power bills that went out to its customers during last month's winter storm. Gritty's rates based on wholesale prices, and those prices skyrocketed during the bad weather. American manufacturing picked up last month, the fastest pace in 3 years. Wall Street, the Dow is up 690 points, the NASDAQ better by 304. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Hundreds of pro-democracy protesters have showed up at a court in Hong Kong where dozens of activists face charges of conspiracy to commit subversion. More details in this report from the BBC.
Supporters have gathered outside the court in their hundreds to show solidarity with the 47 activists facing national security charges inside. Some chanted banned slogans that may be in violation of the national security law. Protesters held up banners calling for political prisoners to be freed. Inside court, 47 defendants have been charged with violating a draconian national security law, an offence which could lead to life in prison.
That's correspondent Danny Vincent in Hong Kong. China not ready to join the U.S. in approving Boeing's 737 MAX to return to the skies following a 2-year grounding that was prompted by a pair of deadly crashes. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The pending closure of a plant in the Baltimore area spells the end of an era in manufacturing in Maryland.
Defense contractor Lockheed Martin's closure plans will mean the end of more than 90 years of company manufacturing at the site. The firm plans to shutter within 2 years the Middle River plant, which has 465 employees. Workers will get the chance to relocate and work from home. A predecessor company to Lockheed Martin began building aircraft in Middle River in 1929 and later employed tens of thousands of workers. Lockheed Martin now employs over 3,100 people in Maryland. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Torrential rains over the weekend unleashing floodwaters from Arkansas all the way into the mid-Atlantic region. There have been numerous road closings along with flash flood watches and warnings posted across a wide area. If you do find yourself in a flooded road, the advice, as always, turn around, don't drown. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 1st of March. No! 8:05. I'm sorry. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it's National Pig Day. National Fruit
Peanut
Compote,
Butter.
National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. And National Bacon Day.
I'm not sure about that last one.
Well, every day is National Bacon Day.
Yeah,
just let
fair.
Me point that out. I don't need you to tell me that it's National Bacon Day. It is National Bacon Day. And someday, when we have a couple of minutes, I'm going to tell you about what happens when you're standing in the line in Fallujah at the camp there and for breakfast.
How about September 4th? That is International Bacon Day.
Oh, okay.
September 4th?
Get
September
the bacon.
September
4th. That's what I'm looking
go
at.
Down
well,
to the
no,
taste.
We
and
go back to my first. You know, iteration here was, it's always National Bacon Day. But Linda's got the weather.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Today we're going to have temperatures around 68. Our overnight lows will be 39. Tuesday calls for 71. Overnight lows of 39. You just burn your face with your coffee. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 71 and overnight lows of 40. And Thursday, sunny with a high of 66. Overnight lows on Thursday night of 42. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned operator. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. A couple things here. We have our first Monday of the month, as always, Rhonda Ball Alvey and James Masada with Enjoy the Magazine. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And we want to go into the chat pack real fast and say, let's see, they're talking about yesterday's show. We're going to talk about that. And
we have Terry on the line.
Okay, good guys versus bad guys, which are they? We're getting called out on our chat pack about yesterday. Let's talk.
No, we're not. They were just talking about people in there. But let's. Hey, Terry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. And Carl and Linda. I mean Travis and Ashley. They are amazing. It was chaotic, but Travis and I laughed a lot. You know, we try to dance to the music when it comes on. You know.
Well, like I said in the text, when y'all have another extravaganza like that,
I know, it's hilarious.
So I can bring in more help.
Oh, he was great, and Ashley is just, she does the work of 10 people. I mean, they're amazing people, and they really helped a lot. I tried to do what I could. If they wanted me to help with anything, I tried to do the best I could and help them with the calls and stuff and screening them. But I did want to say that we met with Kevin Kiley, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, on Friday night, and he stated something that was very important, and we all agree now. And this is a big step for everybody, for all the people in California, and that is understanding that if we don't clean up our local government, then how are we supposed to clean up the state? It all starts locally, and Kevin agrees with that. And I thought that's the whole point of Red, White, and Blueprint, is to go in and make sure that the people that you elect are accountable to the people who elect them, and that they're not just doing stuff, spending all this money on things, misappropriating funds. I'm not saying that our particular county is, but there are counties that are. So this is a duplicatable process. And I'll finish that up with saying that next week we're going to have Melissa, Alyssa, Catherine, and Courtney will be streaming it again. And we are going to also have Melody Fowler. So we're going to have the ladies that were responsible for getting Open Shasta going and let them talk. And I think that this is an important venue. And I agree with you, Carl. And I was with Travis when that guy kept calling and hanging up. And Travis has got such a great spirit, just such a nice spirit, sweet-spirited man.
He's really a nice guy.
That guy kept calling, and he'd say something, hang up, then he'd argue with him, then he'd argue with Ashley.
Well, you don't want to argue with Ashley. You can argue with Travis. Don't argue with Ashley. Here's one thing before I have to let you go, because we have somebody else here.
No problem.
The importance, and this is what, if you were listening earlier, the importance of having a platform.
Yes, sir.
And the thing is, what I say to people when I get emails and phone calls is, you know what, this is the last time I looked, it's a free country, and you don't have to listen to it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Can just switch the dial. So I don't want to hear.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to hear any BS. You know, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. But it's important for us to provide a platform for our community, and it's been like that from the beginning. So, you know what? Even if I don't agree with everything that's said on this station, and I don't, and it doesn't necessarily mean any special show. It could be a national show. It's still our right to say it, and our right to listen to it.
Said that, you know, had told this guy, you know, it was going to be a statement. I mean, one guy called and wanted to talk about climate change. I mean, you know,
well,
so, you know, Mark really had the bulk of it. By the time that we got to his program, we really had a full house. But anyway, thanks again for the platform you provide. And you're right, what you charge is very reasonable. And you have electricity, you've got insurance, you've got all those bills that you have to pay. It's a business, and I think people need to understand that.
Well, it's extra security when you guys are on. You know, I mean, you don't notice how much it costs.
Security with who we had on.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
We had 20 Clendenin in there.
But
so.
you don't understand, we have to have Overwatch with snipers. And okay, got to run, Terry. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, we are here with...
I like his laugh.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, and you may not... You know what? Terry may offend people with his... I mean, he comes on really strong. But the thing is...
And a lot of people, you know, I mean, when you say that, you got to side up, back that up when you say he may offend. I mean, Terry is just a really... He lives out loud what he thinks. He's not afraid to look you right in the face and say it out loud. So some people are like, well, wait.
But what I'm saying here is this, is that whether
that was the guy that was just on?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No. You don't have to agree with what Terry says. You don't have to agree with what I say. You don't have to agree with what James or Rhonda says. But the thing is having the platform, that's the important thing. Having the platform so...
We're American.
That they
can say
that they can say
that,
things.
That's
what
it's supposed to be.
Anyway, okay,
well, welcome to the
on.
Show. Like, okay,
I'm going to have to get the backstory on this.
Well,
one.
here's the fun thing I was just thinking about as they were talking about, like, all these different people expressing themselves on the show. You have a store filled with local goods, that the Enjoy Store, and some of your stores. You know, we don't know if they swing left or if they swing right, if they've been vaccinated or not vaccinated, or if they believe in global warming or they believe in whatever it is. You're the commonality of what you guys bring forward is a feel good. Let's look at the good.
Handmade.
Yeah, human, handmade, and local.
Yeah.
So, thank you for that, and that's exactly what your magazine represents.
I tell you what, let's take a early break so we can get started in here with Mode of Expression.
Get on a flow.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of local businesses, is Four Winds Jewelry. Extremely local. I mean, totally local. Owned by local people. 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Absolutely fabulous people down there with jewelry that ranges from estate jewelry to Native American to specially designed pieces that they do themselves. If you're looking for a great place that has a super selection and very fair prices, it's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey and Linda Bott and Ashley Esses and Pat Karch and myself as soon as we get back.
We'll be right back. Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. He guarantees his work. He's not going to take a chance with your safety. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can take care of that. And again, guarantees it for life. Estimation and evaluation, just head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, and Mode of Expression.
Hello.
Good morning, you guys. Hello. Okay, we're talking about the March issue. We love having you come on the first Monday.
And it's the first day of the month.
First day of the month.
You know what? Yes. That's 2 months in a row.
Yeah.
February 1st and March 1st.
Yeah. This issue is really inspired about art.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we recently had our downtown area open up that's just new and fresh and artistic expressions. You've covered some things that are going on with the murals in Red Bluff. Tell us what is going on for you and what this whole downtown opening up represents.
Well, I mean, for me, it's just finally coming, you know, the hope, the what we've wanted for downtown for so long is coming to fruition step by step. And, you know, with those streets opening, and actually if you go down and walk it, it's amazing.
It's
it really is. I mean, the feeling is just like, wow, you know.
Yeah, and it's safer if you walk it.
Yeah.
If you stay on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a little confusion with the driving and the parking.
It was beautiful, you know, and then now the cars can go through and people can park. And yet you know, I mean, it's still incredible, but I'm like, oh, I don't like all these cars here.
Yeah, but those cars.
You've got to make up your mind.
I know.
You've got to make up your mind, buddy.
They're going to walk, and they're going to walk around, and they're going to say, ooh,
no, I totally
enjoy the store.
And what's really exciting, too, is they started this First Friday. So this Friday is First Friday at downtown.
Uh-huh.
And what does First Friday mean for our listeners?
And businesses stay opening a little bit later until 8 o'clock.
Oh.
And,
yeah, so we
had them on the show
it was started
a couple months ago.
Yeah, but I want to hear about it.
Yeah,
today.
So First Friday is something that, oh my gosh,
it's going to evolve too.
Yeah,
so it's just in its early stages. But
I totally
had
what it is
carousel.
A space open.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah, carousel, and I think businesses stay open to 8 o'clock,
so,
and you can walk around and see places.
Yeah.
So we stay open later, but we also a lot of us do things like I know Plant Daddy. I think had a small band inside.
Oh, I heard opening day.
We were doing sampling for beer brittle, so you could get you know either traditional beer brittle, a jalapeno. Beer brittle, a chocolate dipped beer brittle, and then we had a sale where you know normally it's like $14 for a bag, and we were selling it for $5 just that night.
Wow.
So we do things like that,
right?
And a lot of us are working together to what I am just coining right now, First Friday Plus. So First Friday is in existence now. And then we are adding the plus, and we're partnering with also Viva Downtown to help work through all this. But we want to bring other events to that First Friday. So once a quarter, it might be First Friday plus Art Hop or First Friday plus Canvas City. So we're developing other events that will go along with First Friday to really open it up and expand it, but it's all downtown-centric focused.
And I think that it's going to really start taking off now that the streets are open.
Yes.
Right.
And
well, they said something about Market Fest 2.0 and Art Walk combined into a Friday evening with question marks, but I think there's going to be
stuff
more than that.
Exactly.
There'll be
like
buskers
that.
And
music and food and trucks,
yeah,
and it's all combined.
Well,
the
park
there.
That's
yes,
operating,
yes,
and
yes.
Have all the restaurants and pubs,
yeah.
And, you know. Later
night.
Could be
thing
scary.
We really like
scary. There's
is
going to be so much going
Linda
on.
Linda and I can, just walk, can literally walk down the street.
We've never done it.
We've never done it because it's just, you know, for whatever reason. We can go through the food courts down there and then kind of to the different shops that are going on. Mm-hmm. So
you guys
need
to get yourself
good.
A couple electric scooters to just zoom down.
Yeah, we've had families go by us on, yes,
the bike. Yeah, I want one of those bikes.
I want a Segway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw a Segway the other day that the cop was riding, and it's like a trike Segway.
Yeah. You know,
and
they have a Segway chair now that is like, did you see what's that movie with the spaceship where everybody's fat zooming around in their chairs?
Wally.
There you go.
Oh,
it is exactly that chair.
But Carl's not going to do that.
No, but a Segway, I was thinking a Segway just go right down to work, plug it in, and then you can Segway around everything here. But just walking down, and it just, what it does is we're downtown, and there's these things to do, and good things to do.
Yep.
And so now, and then plus, at the same time, they voted, the city council, bless them, voted to have a new neighborhood police unit. And where's it going to be based? Right across the street from you, almost.
Right. Mm.
So it's going to be based down there above the sausage factory, or whatever that thing's called.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think that's what they were talking about.
Isn't it over by... the pizza, what's it called? Fratelli's?
Yeah, Fratelli's.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, it's Fratelli's. Already there.
Yeah. So now they're going to have the neighborhood police unit operating out of there that's going to be taking the downtown areas, some of the trails.
I've seen them on bikes again. They're back.
Well, they voted to do that.
Yeah.
And so, which means is that perhaps some more security so people feel better.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel like through your store, how it's centrally, now completely centrally located, and it's always been, but, you know, now that you've got more foot traffic, do you feel like the customer base is changing?
You know, not yet, but you can see glimpses of things changing. You know, right now is a really, for us, is a kind of slower time of year. So people are transitioning. And still, you know what? I'm just going to flat out say it. The pandemic still has made things weird.
Yeah.
I mean, people are still...
But you know what I think's going to happen is, you know, the cases are dropping, the vaccinations. People are just going to say, you know what,
we're
that's
done.
Enough. I'm done.
Well,
and,
you know
what, I gave you a year to unscrew this
thing. But the fact is, Carl, and we'll say this, you know, we're not going to go into the politics of it, but this is psychological part of not really wanting, if you have to be masked up, it feels so restrictive.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, you're looking at something, but you can't really smell it, and you're trying to lift your mask, so
and
you
that's
can
what
smell
I,
it.
I get a lot of that. It's so funny to watch people on and off with their masks. Smell bar soap. Put the mask back on. Take it off to try some chocolate.
Well, what
put it back on.
What I would do is take the bar soap, put it underneath my mask, and walk around the store.
Which
I thought would be okay because it gave me a nice aroma, and I would put it back.
Yeah.
As far as the chocolate, I would just lick them.
Right.
And put them back and see which ones I like.
Oh, God,
Rhonda said it was okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk
Make
a little
sure
bit.
You grab it out of the bag with your hand and fingers.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I tell you what. Will you ever go into a store? You know, where they have kind of the bins?
Uh-huh.
Will you ever go back in the store and use one of those bins?
No.
Not me.
I bet you they're not doing that anymore.
I've never been a buffet person. I'm not talking buffets. I'm talking about where you can reach in and get the jelly bean, all that stuff.
Well, to me, that's a buffet.
Ever since I saw a gentleman go in there one day and fill his pocket, and I said to myself, I will never touch that food again.
Well, that's how I feel about a buffet. You know, people try to put their tongue on it and stick back the garbanzo bean.
Like Ariana Grande and her donut tongue.
Yes.
Oh, can you believe that? She tongued a donut and put it back?
All right.
This is the quality of people that are headline news that are making pronouncements about politics. Well, in between licking donuts and putting them back, I think global warming is really important.
All right. So let's talk. Let's bring it down and talk to.
I have one more example.
Please. All right. So we are here with Enjoy, and let's talk about the issue.
Issue
174.
And I was so excited about this issue.
Okay, let's go.
We haven't talked
one thing about it in the issue. Can we please go there now?
What are you so excited about?
Well, I love that it covers a lot of the arts.
And the cover's
cool. I love the cover, and I love this guy.
Chuck Prudhomme.
Chuck Prudhomme.
Is the veteran?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
he's wonderful.
I've run into him before, and he is, oh my gosh, he has just quality work.
Yes. Well, and he does some beautiful paintings. He's a plein air artist. And so he was actually doing this painting when the photo was being taken.
Oh. So it's him sitting in downtown painting
the Cascade Theater.
Oh, he's wonderful.
And then in the back of where we have our Enjoy the View this issue is the painting.
We're looking for the
page 64.
So I wonder if he's going to. He has actually had, if I'm not mistaken, he's had some viewings
in galleries. He does veteran paintings too, portraits, and beautiful work.
And you know, and of like I think he was a helicopter pilot.
Yep.
Or he was either the pilot or on a ship. And I mean. The helicopter, and he's got a lot of paintings of combat.
Yeah.
So he is just an excellent, outstanding artist.
Yeah.
He's beyond excellent. He's outstanding.
Yep.
And we really like the stuff he does, and he loves this area.
It's beautiful. It's a cool kind of art. Yeah. I like that.
Chuck Prudhomme. And
so
you
that's
can
your
find
front
him
cover.
Online, I'm sure.
That's
yeah,
your
so
front.
Then the rest of the issue is just kind of highlighting all the cool things that, you know, are under the umbrella of artistic expression. I mean, the very first article is called Mode of Expression, and it's on page 18. And this basically just is highlighting, you know, art can come in any form. It doesn't have to be paint. It doesn't have to be on a canvas. It doesn't have to be a sculpture. It doesn't, you know, art can be as simple. What it talks about is being at home and folding your laundry. I mean,
well, there's an art form in that.
Oh.
Just like there is an art form in cutting a piece of fruit. I don't know if this is kiwi, but it's some kind of interesting.
That's fig.
Fig. Yep. Thank you.
So that's what it does. This is going through talking about how when you're doing your daily work, whatever it is,
right?
You know, if you breathe it in and you love it and you're passionate and you're think outside the box about what you're doing, you can create art. And so it's talking exactly that. This is like a charcuterie board.
Right.
How serving a piece, you know, a wood board with cut meats and fruits can be one. I mean, if you go online and look, some of them, you know, it's like Japanese food, like sushi.
Right.
I mean,
it's like Armando.
Yeah.
Right. Armando like, does art on it. Yes, yeah. That's definitely great.
Your living room, staging furniture, your backyard when it comes to designing, you know, where your plants are going to go.
Your feng shui in the back with the, you know, like we rake our gravel in one direction with the bonsai trees we have in the middle of it as part of the feng shui that we enjoy.
How cheap of you.
Of course, it had to be Kimberly Bonet that wrote this.
Yes.
Yeah, well, she came on the other morning, and I wanted to talk with her about her articles and just how I love how you just are just out loud about your – just tells how she feels.
She does not hold back.
And that's okay. And I love that about her.
I do, too.
And sometimes it can be a little boom, you know, but I – You know what? Thank you.
Yep.
But somebody has to do it.
She is so loving.
Yeah, she is.
And so kind.
Yeah.
And,
I was going to say, she is a girl that goes boom.
Yeah, she is a girl that goes boom and makes beautiful jewelry. And I've talked about how her pieces were in your store.
No, we carry all of her stuff.
And I was wearing earrings that day. Mm-hmm. And it was a couple Fridays ago. And that I love to buy some of her pieces and give them as keepsakes to my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And what I love about it is that she's very approachable and she'll recreate, you know, and like I have a lot of times people will come in and they'll buy a piece, but then they want an extension and she'll just get creative to figure out how to create a whole ensemble, you know, ensemble of her jewelry, you know. So, yeah, love her.
So do you have some new – I want to talk a little bit about the store, if you don't mind.
We have lots of new stuff.
Okay,
let's take a quick break.
That's right.
And then we'll be right back with that.
You're going to need a break for what I got to tell you.
Oh, good. I don't want to take a break because I want to hear about is there food still and cheese and what's new, and I love that. Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, another one right downtown here at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Copplestone Shopping Center. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. However, they have continued to move local dreams forward during all of this. Cornerstone Community Bank. And I don't. Somebody obviously just walked in.
Yeah, very loudly.
Very loudly. Well, we'll be right back.
Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on
Rood. Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating Adair. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. What I'm calling, as soon as I get off the show, no matter what happens,
good.
I'm going to go down and get a haircut. I'm so shaggy.
Need it.
I have hair that's just in places it shouldn't be.
Yeah, you got hairs.
Well, to get
yummy.
Cypress Square Barbershop.
Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Okay, it's 44 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about 68 degrees today. Beautiful day outside. We're here with Rhonda Ball Alvey and James Masada, who are the creators and founders of Enjoy. It's issue 173. Can you imagine having to put out a monthly magazine? But they don't look like we have to. They enjoy it, and then we talk about the store. And if you go online, you can go online to enjoythestore.com. Enjoythestore.com.
We finally have a website. It's really not 100% right now. We're working on it, but it is operational and we are getting orders. I just sent 24 jars of apricot and raspberry tart jams to somebody in Ohio.
Ooh.
So wow. I was like, I wonder what they're doing with 24 jars. But anyway,
maybe
so
it's for their class.
Yeah, right.
So Into maybe the Woods, Sam Smith's Wood Fellows, which is on page 33 if you're following the magazine online. Wow, this is incredible work here.
Yeah, so this is a gentleman, an older gentleman that's named Sam Smith, and he creates what we call in the store wood fellows. And he also calls them knotheads. And he is a retired engineer from Pace here in Reading, and he lived here for years, and he's now relocated in Chico. But he has a history and was actually acting president for Pace for a while and, did a lot of work for a lot of communities in the North State for his profession. But he's self-taught. He bought a book online about carving. And when he was in Shingletown, he found an area where it had been, I think, logged or, something to that extent. And he just went around picking up old knotted wood, just hundreds of pieces, and has them in inventory. And then just literally picks up each piece and looks at the wood knot, and it speaks to him kind of from within. And he's he carves. These are one of the most popular items in our
store.
They're
so cool.
And we sell out of them all the time. And right now, here we have this article about him. And I don't even know if we have a single woodsman.
You know, it's interesting,
because
too.
Because they sell so fast.
Right. And when the photographer went and took the photos, he didn't have a lot to show because they sell out.
Right.
And then after this went to print, he sent me a bunch of pictures of new pieces that he had done. And they are incredible.
They are very, very incredible. They have a spirit. I mean, the faces that he creates in these pieces of wood are amazing. They look real. They remind me a lot of the time of characters on, like, you know, the Black Pearl, you know, that kind of stuff. They've just got so much character. And the wood dictates to him how it's going to be carved. So each piece is completely individual. And, so it's amazing.
And he also does these amazing fish.
Yeah, we do a lot. He gets salmon. We also get a lot of Native American figureheads, things that he carves. And he's just a sweet man. So, I mean, he's just very humble.
He's talented. He's and he's
soft-spoken
and nice.
Sam Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
Fellows,
you know what?
You can find at
Hello
the Enjoy
Sam
Store.
Smith.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is one of the things that we carry.
And his name is Sam Smith. Like, of course it's got to be that way.
I know, right? Like, the two most common names in the world. one other thing I really wanted to point out, and this is something that I'm super, super excited about since we're on the topic of the store, and on page 46, we have just recently come, you know, we've talked about for years as we've been on the show with you guys all the things that we're working on and trying to execute.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just so few of us and we have so much work to do. But finally, I am proud to say that we have launched our own brand of products, and it's called Reading Goods Company.
Yes.
I was going to ask you. Where are we
so
at there? Okay.
With the store, obviously, a lot of things that we get are people from all over out of town, but also the locals that are always trying to showcase where they live. And they put together these beautiful gift crates and send them to family like you do.
Yeah.
But we've now created an entire line of products that's branded for Reading people to showcase the best things that we have to offer here. And so we launched it a few weeks ago, and I'm happy to say that we've already sold out a few of our products. Mm. We've sold out of our candles. We've sold out of our olive oil. They're back in stock, but it moves very, very quickly. And so Reading Goods Company is a giving back company that we've created. Currently, it holds California olive oils that are from Corning. We have the beautiful thick balsamic. We have 5 flavors of pistachios. We have candles. We have jams. We're going to have coffee. We'll have chocolate. We'll have honey. We'll have bread mixes. So these are all things that we're working with local and regional producers. We're handpicking the best of the best, taking these products, modifying them for a Reading Goods Company, repackaging under the Reading brand.
Love it.
And we also have currently we have dish towels. We have pillows, all Reading branded.
Love dish towels. I'm a dish towel fan.
We're super excited for this. And this brand is a giving back brand. So the whole concept for this was to give people something that they can send out or even use in their own home. I mean, we use their products that can compete against anything. So say you love an olive oil somewhere. Come try our olive oil. You might find out that it's even better. And this is something that you would use, even though just because it says Reading and you might think of it as a gift kind of thing. This is something that can go into your kitchen.
Do you have flavored olive oils?
Not yet, but we will.
But you will. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. It's just one thing at a time, because we're actually doing all this packaging in a commercial kitchen. So it's, you know, a lot of work. You know, I love to look over at Rhonda as she's shoveling nuts in the bag. And, no joke.
I mean, you guys are.
Are you crushing your own grapes?
No,
I think this is fantastic. You've been talking about this a long time. And here, the beauty of this is what you're bringing what you brought to fruition.
Well, we're trying to create Reading's first official brand of goods.
Right. And you have.
And the giving back part.
Oh, the giving back. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I apologize. I got sidetracked. But we were talking about.
No, you were excited.
So every single product in this line is partly of our giving back. And so a percentage of every sale goes into a fund that Enjoy will use to work with other nonprofits within the community that will be able to nominate individuals for assistance in some way. So we're not handing out money or checks. What we're doing is saying, you know, let's say, Catholic Social Services or somebody comes right. and nominates and they're selected and it's a mom and she's got a car and, but she has no tires and can't get her kids to school and stuff. We would reach out to lots of times the people that we work with, advertisers, and say, will you come alongside with us and partner and say, for instance, sell us and install a whole new set of tires for this individual at cost. We pay for it, out of the funds.
Of what we have purchased.
So this
is a real synchronistic.
It's a win-win. And then we'll write something in the magazine about the company that partnered with us.
That's fantastic. Cool. I love that.
That's
really beautiful.
We're here with Enjoy the Story. We're talking about the Reading Goods Company, which is now the brand from Enjoy the Store, mm-hmm. and they use local companies mm-hmm. here that they buy from them, and then they package under the Reading Goods Company that mm-hmm. It's just the highest quality olive oil or nuts or
list
jams or jellies mm-hmm. or candles or all anything that you have there. And you can get them here, and it's one of those things that we like to put into packages that mm-hmm. we send out to our loved ones. So we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition, a 100% certified organic produce. That means ground, how they handle it, how they even box it, and plus a large grocery selection, best in the North State 13 years in a row. They used to have free monthly health seminars because COVID's cut back on that. But you can go online to orchardnutrition.com/past-seminars, and you're going to be able to listen to any one of them. They've been doing this since 1982, and Joe Martino is the man to ask if you've got any questions or any of the staff about anything that you buy there, that you look there, maybe some confusion about supplements, whatever. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Store and Carla and the Bot.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days and save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite works by appointment only because he's like an artist. And he does such beautiful work in granite, marble, slate, you name it, tile. And he has a vision, and his vision will make your home even more beautiful than it is already. To learn how Mike works, give him a call at 241-STONE, or go to estategranite.com. Better-known business, and like I said, he does beautiful work. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy, and we've learned that new Reading, Reading Goods,
mm-hmm.
has been kicked
within,
off by
within
Enjoy.
Within the store, yes.
Within the store, and what they do is they buy from all local people, and they put it under the Reading Goods brand, but then they use, it's a give back too, because then they use a portion of the profits to help people here in town that need some help, mm-hmm. Maybe a new set of tires on a working mileage car.
I use tires as an example.
That's a good example.
But it works.
Maybe they're having a plumbing problem.
Something, yeah.
You know, something that it's going to impact on them, and the people that help them will have their names in the Enjoy magazine and all this. Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. Okay, page 42. Arch support, and this isn't about walking or running.
No, it has nothing to do with
feet. All right,
feet.
More art, but gosh, this is a beautiful layout. Tell us what it's about.
So this is about one of the new projects that's happening downtown with all this redo. This is the old IOF hall and that the McConnell Foundation bought, and they have remodeled the first floor for people to use in all different ways. It's really a multi-purpose building, so you can have, seminars or, small events, things like that in the space. But they also are, Rhonda, redoing the outside. They're kind of upgrading the outside of the
building. They're painting and doing some upgrades to it.
But, so they have all these really cool arches because that's part of the architectural, design of the building. And in these arches, they're going to be putting framed work by local artisans. And
that
then
is just awesome.
At some point after they're done showing, those art pieces will be taken down and sold, or have the ability to be sold.
And then they'll bring new.
Yeah.
There's eight arches. They're going to keep seven. They're going to have art in seven of them, and then one will be advertising, place your art here or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a Viva Downtown project. So it's pretty amazing. It's going to be pretty amazing.
Beautiful.
And I've seen some of the pieces that are be going in this round.
Right.
And
beautiful.
It's awesome, and it's going to bring lots of color, and hopefully lots of people will come down and see it. So, and this will tag on to the first Friday also.
Yes,
so
exactly.
And we're in the cultural district, so let's show some culture,
right.
And I just think it's a brilliant idea.
And that's all happened within our time, because mm-hmm. we know that you and as well as Carl and I here, when we started our radio station, we're all around the same time of launching. And so there was not this wasn't considered a cultural down. No. Now we've become cultural. Now we've got, this has happened in 10 years. It's taken time. But you guys have hung in there, and we've just seen this whole, like, we are part of the cultural downtown. Well, you know, we'll talk about this off the air, but, you know, we love being downtown and being a part of this movement as well. So anyway, what else do we have here?
One other thing, I'm going to kind of shift gears because we are now becoming a multifaceted, multi-publication producer, publisher as a company. Many people may know here in Shasta County and Butte County that there's a publication called Edible Shasta Butte, which is a kind of a all food-related field-to-fork, you know, kind of a genre publication. Well, this is an international company that's been around for, I think, almost 15, 20 years, and they are franchises, and there are, I think, 110 franchises throughout North America, meaning the United States and Canada. So there are people all over the country that have bought into this edible, it's called Edible Communities, and it's all about sustainable food, you know, just the beauty of food and family and sharing and gathering and farming and all that stuff. So we have a great issue here, so if you aren't familiar with it, go check it out here in Redding, or in Shasta County and Butte County. But enjoy, this is one of our newest ventures, just purchased the franchise rights, and we are now officially franchisee of one, if not the largest, edible franchise. So we have just launched right now. It's quarterly. It's called Edible San Joaquin Valley.
Mm.
And it covers basically south of Sacramento all the way to Bakersfield. So we have 4.4 million people within our territory that we cater to. And we have 8 counties that are part of our territory, and this is a whole food-based publication.
And who is in charge of that?
Oh, God.
Well, no, I mean, I just wonder who's traveling from place to place to do that.
Well, actually, Yvonne and I and another one of our sales associate, Brenna, are going to be leaving for Fresno in a couple of weeks. My sister-in-law manages it outside of in Visalia, and that's kind of our hub down there. And so we have contributing writers and photographers and bloggers and stuff.
Well, just let me give you an example. It's just what our staff thinks is really good, you know, right now. But there's cool weather greens, a healthy way to eat greens and kale and all those. And it's, salad with peas and Parmesan.
It's very seasonal.
Oh, yeah.
So right now, because it's quarterly, we hope to go possibly to bi-monthly and then monthly at some point. But
it's really a quality publication, too.
It's seasonal. Look at so we celebrate the seasons.
Well, I like the cover of it. It's what kind of paper?
It's a heavy-toothed paper, and it's perfect bound. Yeah, it's a matte. So
split pea soup on the front.
Yeah.
Some kind of soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is out right now?
Yes, this is actually.
Yeah, how do you get this?
So this one, you would come to our store. We really can't do a lot with it here because we already have a magazine that's in our territory, and it wouldn't be fair to them.
Right.
But if you wanted a copy, you could come to the store and get it. Otherwise, you would have to be within these regions, which would be, San Joaquin Valley all the way down to Kern County. But you can go to the website, which is, Edible San Joaquin Valley. .com, and
okay.
We have a really extensive, perfectly brand new website that showcases it, and there's an area for you to sign up if you want to become part of the edible community nationwide. You can go sign up, and there's just a lot of really great stuff, and it's amazing to explore the edible magazines all over the country. So you might find like Edible Idaho and Edible New Mexico and things like that. And see what people are doing all over the country.
There's
when it
a lot
comes
in
to
California, too.
Yeah.
There's several.
When
you talk about staff picks in this particular magazine, Edible San Joaquin Valley, and you have staff picks, where does one purchase those?
Those you would have to purchase directly. We don't have a storefront.
Okay.
That's something that we'd love to have at some point, but right now those are just picks that we like, and you would have to go find a place that carries that product
I love how local online. It's like so farmer's market kind of, you know, when you've got.
So like that one there shows Rosa's Milk.
Milk.
So Rosa's Milk is unbelievable. And I, cause I've lived in the San Joaquin Valley and they're known for their milk, but what they're known for is their flavored milks.
This says hazelnut.
Yes. They have root beer and orange sickle.
They have chocolate.
And, oh yeah. They have mocha. They have these flavored milks that literally would blow your mind. When we go down there to visit my mom.
That's my secret weakness.
My boys and I go to the market and we'll buy literally 10 different flavor and bring them to the house and drink them while we're there. And it's just, I mean, root beer milk
you
is
mean
unbeatable.
The, you mean the big one? You'll drink
they're
it while you're there?
They're in glass, they're glass. I love.
So it's a smaller bottle.
I love milk in a glass.
It's like old fashioned.
So what do you do with the glass?
You recycle it.
Just recycle it.
It'd be great to put flowers in it.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers, bubble bath. Salt, pepper, you can do all kinds of things.
Lead shot.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay, we have 1 minute left. What do you want people to know
this month?
In this last minute? Come on down to the store, of course.
Yeah, for sure. Go pick up your magazines.
By the way, we have several magazines that come in here.
Yeah, you can pick up
here. Feel free to just come on in
your
and grab
distribution
it.
Spot.
You don't even have to say anything to us. Just come in and grab a couple magazines.
Throw a peace sign up through the window.
There you go.
And come downtown Friday night.
Yeah.
And
Friday night.
Yeah, and check out the businesses downtown that will be open. And Riverfront Playhouse will be open for tours. So,
yeah, you need to come down and check out the new
Playhouse. So many things are going to be happening in the next couple of months, my friends. It's going to be hard to keep up with it. Rhonda Alvey, James Masada,
and
Joy,
thank you
so much.
Being part of our family.
I think it was the second or third Thursday.